Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Hilchus Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Zayin, the Siman Tes. We're talking about halachos of Bimar Sedra, and we want to still clarify a few more points in regards to the halachos of Bimar Sedra. So occasionally it happens a person has a situation where they were not able to be Bimar Sedra one week. They missed being Bimar Sedra that week. And now they come to the next week and they have this dilemma. What's the correct order? Should they be Bimar Sedra the present week and then go back to the Parsha of the previous week, or should they go in order? Because we said that you're supposed to go in order, so they should go in order and go from the first read last week's Sedra and then read this week's Sedra. So the Marsham in Das Torah says that they should read the present week's Kriya first, that is the appropriate Kriya for the week, and then should go back afterwards and read the previous week's Kriya. Now, the first 2 days of the week where it's still possible to be complete the being Mabra Sedra according to many Shitas, it's still connected to the previous Shabbos, so then they should do the previous weeks first. And if they want to start the present week, they should wait till after they've finished the previous weeks. But after once from Yom Dalet and onwards, once the first 2 days of the week have completed, so it really belongs to the coming Shabbos. So the Marsham says that the correct order is the present week first and the previous week second. There are those who disagree and say that the halacha of being Kara Kesidron overrides this concept, but it would seem to me that the correct psak is like the Marsham. The person was behind, and they missed many parshiyos, and now it's coming close to Simchas Torah, and they want to try and catch up to being Mavra Sedra, the parshiyos that they missed. So they're not going to be able to complete all of them by the time they get to Simchas Torah. It's not realistic anymore. They have many, many parshiyos. So is it worth it for them to do as many as they can? Or to say, listen, the whole thing is for Fallon. He has 10 parshiyos that he has to do. He has 3 days left. It's not going to happen. So he can get 4 or 5 parshiyos in, 3 parshiyos in. Should he do those that he can? Or just say the whole thing is just, it's not worth the effort. So each parsha has its own chiyuv to be read with the tzibur. So it's not that you have to be mashlim the whole chumash. Each parsha has to be read with the tzibur. So the parshas that one can get in are worthwhile, even though the person is not going to be able to be maspik everything that they have to do. It's still kedai to do the ones that they can. We mentioned on Simchas Torah, so a person has until the Kriya, the person can start the Kriya Bereishis once they start reading Bereishis. Can they finish off Zos HaBracha after they started Bereishis? So the simple understanding is no. But we mentioned the Shita which says that Shabbos Mincha, Mishabura holds that one can start the coming week already. On the other hand, they can finish off, according to one opinion, you can finish off Shabbos until the end of Shabbos, even after Mincha. So the Kriya of Bereishis that we lay on Simchas Torah is not the Kriya of Bereishis in the sense of it starting being Mabra Sedra and the Parsha Bereishis. What really is happening is the following. The Medrash says that the Satan comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu and says that Klai Yisrael learns Torah, but they don't finish. So Rosh Hashanah shows the Satan that they do finish on Simchas Torah, they finish. He says, yes, they finish, but they don't start again. They don't. They say, oh, done, Patrick, finish with that, I'm good. So Klai Yisrael starts again. So the purpose of starting again is a concept which you find by a Siyum. The appropriate way to finish a Siyum is to show that you're not, your goal wasn't just to finish, and now you're a Potter, but to start again. So the Ikra of the day is really the Siyum of Zos HaBracha. But to show that their goal isn't just to finish and be done with it, we pick up and start again. So because that is the correct way of doing it, really the Ikra of the day is still is Zos HaBracha, so a person can be yotzei the Kriya of Zos HaBracha even later in the day. But since we did start reading Bereishis, a person can start Bereishis on that day as well. Have a good day.